Conductor Kwame Ryan is conducting the Baltimore Symphony music by Poulenc and Mendelssohn this weekend. Welcome. Nice to see you.
Thanks for having me.
This string symphony, this Sinfonia, 14 years old.
Not even that. That's more like 12, between 11 and 12, composed the first seven of his sinfonias.
Right. How does this happen? I mean...
Well, you know, obviously, in inverted commas, God-given talent, just an unbelievable, precocious talent, not unlike Mozart, who, of course, was one of his major influences, but also a fair amount of mentoring. Particularly those first seven symphonies were written under the watchful eye of his mentor, Carl Friedrich Zelter. And they were exercises as much as anything else. They were practice.
But they're more than that. They're musical.
They are unbelievably musical. And you can see the development through those first six symphonies, which were three movement symphonies, and to the seventh one, which is the first one that had four movements like the later symphonies would. And the level of compositional flourish and confidence is astonishing. It really is.
Tons of counterpoints. Let's skip to Mendelssohn's 20th year now. It's 1829. He's writing this now for a full orchestra, now for full winds, full percussion. I mean, and he pays once again tribute to Mozart. In fact, the very opening of the symphony is a quote from the Jupiter Symphony.
Yeah. So Mozart was a composer that he not only admired, as would any composer, a young composer at that time, but he was really dealing with the material. So in fact, while he was writing the seventh sinfonia, the one that we're playing at the beginning of the program, he was doing a piano duet arrangement of the Jupiter Symphony. So it was not only in his mind, it was on his, in his hand as well, that symphony. So the fact that it stayed with him into the later symphonies is not surprising at all.
If we look at Francis Poulenc, he has a similar upbringing to Mendelssohn in that very wealthy, really well-educated, never had to work at anything he didn't want to.
And you kind of almost hear it in the music, the sort of lightness of being in Poulenc, although Poulenc, of course, in other places in the repertoire is capable of unbelievably black depths of despair, but not in this piece. And I'm really particularly happy to return to this double piano concerto with the BSO and the Norton Sisters. It was the first piano concerto that I ever conducted, that I ever accompanied when I was a student at Cambridge University. And to come back to it now, I don't know how many years later, I'm not going to tell you how many years later, several years later, is a real pleasure. And to do it with professionals as incredible as the BSO is wonderful.
To produce a work with such balance and grace with two pianos on stage, pianos are loud instruments and not a large orchestra.
Yeah.
And boy, does he get the most out of them.
Yeah, he does. I mean, the compositional style is almost chamber musical at times. The combinations of instruments are sort of mixtures of color as much as anything else. And it's quite a circus. There's fun, there's humor in it. But then, of course, in the second movement, there is this allusion to the style of Mozart. And that was one of the reasons why I selected the Seventh Sinfonia to be in the program, because it was just, if we were going to have a composer be the presence around this program, then it would be Mozart.
Nice.
For Mendelssohn and for Poulenc.
Absolutely. Not on the program and yet the program.
Present.
Truthfully. Present. Nicely done. Kwame Ryan is conducting the Baltimore Symphony this weekend, music by Mendelssohn and Francis Poulenc. Thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure.